Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
January 18, 1915, America, New York, Israel's Un Fauci, Mixing Politics and Science. Freddie Sayers, at Unheard, has an excellent 30-minute podcast with Cyril Cohen, head of immunology at Bar-Ilan University and an advisor to the Israeli government on vaccines.
January 18, 1900, America, New York, AUD, USD battles US dollar after Westpac consumer confidence disappoints. The Australian dollar fell overnight as rising Fed rate hike bets boosted Treasury yields and the greenback. Australia's consumer confidence fell in January on Omicron fears.
January 18, 1850, America, New York, Fusong to list its own equity token. The Labuan-based digital exchange aims to kickstart tokenization by listing its own stock as tokens. The post Fusong to list its own equity token appeared first on Digital Finance.
January 18, 1813, America, New York, AV Club staff members lose their jobs after refusing a move to Los Angeles. The employees' union was critical of GO Media's plan to close the Chicago office and relocate workers without a cost of living adjustment. January 18, 1806, America, New York, more delays, more uncertainty, more masks. Manhattan employers adjust plans once again. A new survey of 187 businesses shows just how much the Omicron variant has upended plans to get back into the office.
January 18, 1800, America, New York, Maratha's Thailand move heralds Japan tech shift from China. Renesas and Tokyo Electron also race to respond to geopolitical tensions.
January 18, 1800, America, New York, S&AMP, P500 stuck between key moving averages as traders eye earnings, January Fed meeting. The S&AMP, P500 remains under pressure as jitters begin to creep into markets ahead of corporate earnings, key central bank meetings. January 18, 1800 America, New York, NZD, USD rate on track to threaten January open range again. NZD, USD appears to be on track to test the monthly low, 0.6733, as it extends the series of lower highs and lows from last week.
January 18, 1746, America, New York, how Gen Z is dealing with cost of living crisis. The rising cost of living is affecting everyone, but it's been particularly tough on young people.
January 18, 1736, America, New York, first FT, Microsoft to buy video game maker Activision Blizzard for $75 billion. Plus, Goldman Sachs profits drop 13% and Kazakhstan's former president reappears to deliver TV address.
January 18, 1730 America, New York, trading earnings season, three steps for using earnings reports. Read on for our three steps to follow when using earnings reports for trading. January 18, 1630 America, New York, NASDAQ 100 plunges into free fall as U.S. yields reprice higher, earnings in focus. U.S. stocks fall across the board on Tuesday as Treasury yields continue to rise on expectations the Federal Reserve will forcefully remove policy accommodation to counter red-hot inflation.
January 18, 1617 America, New York, Goldman Sachs profit falls 13% as it raises bankers' pay. For the year, Goldman notched its largest profit ever, $21.6 billion, helped by deal-making by its investment bankers. There is real wage inflation everywhere in the economy, everywhere, said David Solomon, the Goldman Sachs chief executive.
January 18, 1610 America, New York, BJ's Wholesale Club to move credit cards to Capital One, dealing blow to ads. The warehouse club sued ads Tuesday, saying the card issuer isn't moving fast enough to transfer accounts.
January 18, 1610 America, New York, BJ's Wholesale Club to move credit cards to Capital One, a blow to ads. The warehouse club sued Alliance Data Systems, saying the card issuer isn't moving fast enough to transfer accounts. January 18, 1550 America, New York, YouTube shuts division for original programming. The unit launched Cobra Kai, but most shows never gained traction with viewers.
January 18, 1530 America, New York, USD, JPY recovery to persist as bullish price series remains intact. USD, JPY may stage a larger rebound over the coming days if it manages to retain the series of higher highs and lows from the monthly low, 113.48.
January 18, 1509 America, New York, what should I ask Lydia Davis? I will be doing a conversation with her, and here is part of her Wikipedia page. Lydia Davis, born July 15, 1947, is an American short story writer, novelist, essayist, and translator from French and other languages, who often writes extremely brief short stories.
January 18, 1413 America, New York, Crypto.com platform halts withdrawals after suspicious account activity. CEO Chris Mershalek said no user funds were lost. The company will offer a full report after it completes an investigation.
January 18, 1413 America, New York, Jack Dorsey and Mark Andreessen's crypto feud puts Web3 at risk. A dispute over Web3 in the cryptocurrency industry was publicly exposed in a Twitter spat between Jack Dorsey and Mark Andreessen. Here's what it's all about. The tech entrepreneurs Jack Dorsey, left, and Mark Andreessen are feuding over Web3, a vision for a version of the internet powered by the same networks cryptocurrencies are built on.
January 18, 1411 America, New York, video game stocks jump after Microsoft agrees to buy Activision Blizzard. Shares in companies such as Electronic Arts, Ubisoft Rose rise following the disclosure of the planned deal, as tech companies seek to broaden their consumer offerings by acquiring firms that attracted players during the pandemic.
January 18, 1400 America, New York, Apple says Senate tech bill would hurt its privacy push. The iPhone makers warns that a proposal in Congress would weaken a privacy protection tool it rolled out last year, adding that the change could benefit irresponsible companies profiting from user data.
January 18, 1357 America, New York, Wednesday assorted links. 1. Sam Dimitriou criticizes the science grant funding system. 2. The real Coleman Hughes looks really good. 3. Twos on Ukraine. Excellent piece. The post-Wednesday assorted links appeared first on Marginal Revolution.
January 18, 1344 America, New York, AT&T, Verizon will withhold 5G signals near airports to prevent flight delays. The wireless carriers said the new cellular signals will remain offline near runways to address air safety concerns and avoid disrupting flight schedules.